And when I saw that gift on the counter, my pulse quickened. My heart beat faster, and I shook all over.
Oh, Jack, you don't mean to say that just getting that present made you feel that way?
Yes, and besides, the store detective was watching me.
Well, Jack, I still don't like it.
Look, Warren, don't think that that smoking jacket you gave me for a present was anything to write home about.
Oh, you didn't like that smoking jacket?
No, I didn't.
How do you like that? I thought it was hot.
Hot? When I got it, it was still smoking.
Well... Well, Jack, I bought it at a fire sale.
Well, the least you could have done is wait until the fireman put it out.
Oh, what's the difference, Jack? Today is the happiest day in the year. Why, all over the country, people are celebrating.
Yeah, everybody is celebrating except those who lost at the racetrack today in Santa Anita.
Oh, that's right. Tell me, Jack, did you go to Santa Anita racetrack today? Did you go to Santa Anita racetrack today? Why don't you answer me?
I'm saying a silent prayer for the $2 I lost. Yes, I was there today, Warren.
Have you a box seat?
No, that's just the way my coat hangs. You know, Warren. Come in.
Mr. Haley?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Haley, would you like to have a winner in tomorrow's race?
Oh, I'd love to.
Who wouldn't?
Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Wendy. Say, I saw you at the track today. How did you like it?
Oh, I thought it was just as thrilling as the English Derby.
Derby?
Mm-hmm.
Not Raleigh. May I ask, with whom did you go? With whom?
I went with my mater and my tater.
Your mater and tater?
Yes, that's mother and father.
Oh, Raleigh.
Jack, who did you go with?
My brater and tater.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, hello, Virginia. Say, I just heard the news. I understand you bought yourself a horse.
Uh-huh, and I just found out she's a mother.
No, congratulations.
Hello, Jack.
Hello, Ted.
Oh, boy, am I fatigued. And what a day, oh, what a day I had at the Derby.
Oh, really?
No, Raleigh.
Who did you go with, Ted?
With Wendy Barry. And, oh, boy, did I lose my money.
How did you lose it?
I met two thieves there.
Two thieves? The word is tout.
Tout or toots, I still lost $2.
What was the name of the horse that you bet on?
He didn't.
He didn't? You mean he did?
No, he did, but my horse didn't.
You still haven't told me the name of the horse.
Daisy.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. I saw every horse in the race, but there wasn't a horse there named Daisy.
Well, some days he runs and some days he doesn't.
So you're really fond of horses, Ted.
I'm very fond of horses. You know, my father used to be a veterinarian.
Really?
But not me. I eat meat.
Well, you're not crying about the money you lost, are you, Ted?
Oh, no. The publicity I got makes up for it. They put my picture in the racetrack paper.
They did?
Yeah, here it is. Take a look.
Hey, oh, they got your picture in the right paper, all right. That's the dope sheet.
What? Let me look at that. I'm going to sue them. Look what it says underneath the picture.
Why?
This nag showed great promise as a 3-year-old, but is now running in cheap company.
Don't worry, Fred. Don't worry about that. The printer probably made a mistake.
He sure did. I haven't been out with you in weeks.
That isn't very complimentary, Ted.
Oh, I really didn't mean it, Jack. In fact, I want you to really know how much the boys in the band and I think of you.
Oh.
The boys all came to me in a body and said, Ted, this is Christmas and Jack's been so swell to us, we ought to give him something to show our appreciation.
Oh, Ted, they shouldn't have.
And therefore, in the presence of the studio audience,
yes,
plus the countless millions listening in,
yes, Ted,
we want to give you,
yes, yes,
our best wishes for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Fiorito and his band, who just came down the stretch with another winner in Rosalie. And now, ladies and gentlemen, come in.
Mr. Haley?
Yes, sir.
I know something you don't know.
What is it?
There is no Santa Claus.
Well, and I wonder if a lot of people feel that way.
Oh, how could you find out?
Let's ask someone. Ted?
Yes?
Come here, Ted. You believe there's a Santa Claus?
Believe? I know there's a Santa Claus. I saw him with my own eye. I saw him with my own two eyes.
You did?
Yes. I came home about 2 o'clock in the morning and opened the door. Tiptoed into the room, and there was Santa Claus hugging and kissing my wife.
Well, so Ted, didn't you say anything to him?
What? And not get any Christmas presents?
Say, see that wand? Ted saw Santa Claus.
Oh, look who you picked out to ask. Look, Jack, I'll ask anybody at random and prove there is no Santa Claus.
Well, how will you prove it, Warren?
Well, I'll go from house to house and ask them.
All right, I'll go with you. Come on, let's go. Here's the house with the Christmas tree in the window. Let's ask them.
Go ahead.
What do you want?
I'm Jack Haley. I'm a radio comedian.
That's what you think.
How do you like that, Warren? She didn't believe I was on the air.
Well, go on back, Jack. Don't let her get away with that.
You're right, Warren. What am I, a man or a mouse?
You're a mouse!
Well, Jack, do you give up?
No, here's another door. Let's try this one.
All right.
Hello? Pardon me. I'm Jack Haley, and I'm making a survey. Did Santa Claus ever come down your chimney?
Yeah, if Santa Claus ever came down my chimney, it would be a miracle.
Why?
Because I got steam heat, that's all.
See, Warren, there must be someone who knows that there's a Santa Claus. Let's try this house.
Warren?
Well, who are you?
Well, I'm from the Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for the
boot. Come on back to the studio, Jack. I told you so.
No, no, Warren. Let's try one more drawer.
All right, but look, Jack, you don't introduce yourself right. Let me try.
All right, Warren. Try this one.
Who's calling on
Chippewa
Joe this time of night?
This is Jack Haley.
Hey?
Jack Haley.
Hey?
Jack Haley.
Haley,
Haley.
Oh, Amy Haley, yeah, that's what
it's on. Good, Sonny. I'm Jack Haley.
Hey?
I'm Jack Haley of the Log Cabin Syrup Program.
Hey? Syrup!
Get up yourself,
you
Jack, you're not going about it right.
What do you mean I'm not going about it right? I have to ask him, don't I?
Yeah, but I'm telling you, you're not doing it right.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Hey, what do you two better whispering about?
Look, mister, I want to ask you a question, and I can't seem to make you hear me.
Hey?
Can't you hear?
Hey? Can't you hear? What are you hollering about, I ain't deep?
Boy, that guy is sure hard of hearing.
Comes in handy, Saturday night.
Come on, Warren. Warren, let's go back to the studio. I guess you're right. There is no Santa Claus.
Well, I told you, Jack. Come on.
What a quick getting back.
Hey, gang, here we are back again. I guess I proved to Jack that there is no Santa Claus.
Come on, then, Jack.
Hello. Just a minute.
Hey, Jack, it's for you.
Oh, thanks, Juan.
Hello. Yes?
No.
Yes.
No.
No. Yes.
Yes.
No.
Oh, really?
Is that so? Yes.
Oh, thanks very much. I'll tell them all. I know they'll be delighted. Goodbye.
Hey, Jack, come here. I got some news for you.
Guess what?
What? That was our sponsor who just called. He told me that he's picking up our options and the program will be on the air for another 13 weeks.
Our sponsors have renewed the show. We heard it from the board. For 13 weeks we'll stay with you. There is a Santa Claus.
And they got a darn good reason. Pay attention and I'll tell you why. When December breezes start to moan, you can hear me tell my sweetie on the phone, it's hot, it's cold, it's cold, it's hot. Let's get together. It's wonderful weather for love. It's damp, it's dry, it's dry, it's damp. It's crazy weather, but wonderful weather for love. What you say, you can't come over? Oh, don't be silly. In your baby's arms, it's never chill, chill, chill. Outside, it's ice, but inside, it's nice. Let's get together. It's wonderful weather for love. Jingle bells, while the others scream. In the parlor, we'll be sitting on each other's knees. Jingle bells, while the others play. In the parlor, by the fire, we'll be making hay, hay. Anytime that old man weather brings a blizzard, pays a visit to your stormy weather. Outside a chill, inside a thrill. Let's get together. It's wonderful weather.
That was the Jimmy Barrow singing "It's Wonderful Weather for Love." Warren, it's your turn.
Thanks, Jack. Well, friends, I guess most of us right now are pretty full of turkey and cranberry sauce and all the fixings that go with a grand family Christmas dinner, and feeling mighty comfortable about it, too. So tonight, I just want to remind you briefly of two things. First, that this program is being brought to you by the makers of Log Cabin Syrup, America's favorite and largest-selling fine table syrup. And second, just a further reminder that appetites do return, and pretty quickly, too. So tomorrow morning, and on many, many mornings throughout the months to come, we hope you'll remember to have that most tempting and nourishing breakfast of all. I mean pancakes or waffles and Log Cabin Syrup. Log Cabin Syrup, you know, is a smooth blend of three fine sugars. There's Canadian maple. That adds tang and richness. And Vermont maple to lend mellowness. And finally, just the right amount of southern cane sugar to give Log Cabin perfect consistency. So be sure to give your pancakes or waffles that final touch of deliciousness. Serve them with mellow, maple-flavored Log Cabin Syrup.
Oh, Virginia, come here a minute.
Yes, Jack?
Virginia, I want to get something off my chest.
Tattoo?
Of course it's me. Cut out the baby talk. Tattoo. Virginia, I have an idea to have some girl to marry me. What do you think of the idea?
It's a mighty fine idea, if you ask me.
Uh-huh. Cute. Virginia, I'll bet you think I haven't any girls. Well, let me tell you, I have so many girls, I have to keep their names in alphabetical order in my book.
Mm-hmm. What's the first name in the book?
Zelma. Virginia, do you think we'd be a happy combination?
Why? Do you have any doubt about it?
Well, you're a redhead, and I wouldn't want to be a Penetech husband. Listen, Virginia, Christmas Day is here. It's one time of the year. It's proper to plant a stocking for Santa, hoping that he'll appear on this pleasant day when presents are given away. I just want one gift on today, the 25th. I want you for Christmas. I don't care for Caroline, but she couldn't compare with you. I want you for Christmas. You're the best that money can get, and nothing but you will do. I don't want Betty Gobble. She wants to be alone. Why should I want two girls? You're as good as two girls, like a Simone. I want you for Christmas. You can put my love to the test. I'm through with the rest, because you are the best. Christmas morning, baby, I only want you.
Jack, I want you for Christmas. I don't care for Freddy Astaire, no, he doesn't compare to you. I want you for Christmas. Your giraffe is driving girls there, but they can have Georgie too. Let me add that I don't want to call you with his boo-boo-boo-boo-boo-boo. Though he's young and able, I would trade Clark Gable for a bag full of you. Oh, I want you for Christmas. Robert Taylor gives me a thrill, but don't you be still, I'm telling you still. Christmas morning, baby, I only want
Santa Claus, Santa Claus, make my wish come true.
Christmas morning, baby, I only want you.
Thank you, Carol, and yours truly singing, I Want You for Christmas. And now, folks, come in.
Telegram for Mr. Haley. $1.90 collect.
Oh, $1.90? Here you are. 185, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90. $1.90 exact. You want me to sign for it, son?
You don't have to. I can tell you're Haley.
What is it, Jack?
I don't know, Warren. Wait till I open it up. Look here, this, Warren. European and Asiatic situation very tense. Stop. Leave you whole free to situation. Stop. Imperative that you tell Fairyland story at once. Signed, League of Nations.
Well, for such a cause as that, I'm very happy to tell a story.
So I'll tell you the story of my great-great-great cousin, Horatio Ship Ahoy Haley. This is a story of the days when pirates sailed the seas and you could get 1,000 miles on a galleon. As our story opens, Horatio is in his father's tavern. Ye old brown fedora. Horatio, a mere youth, is in serious trouble with his father. The atmosphere is charged with tenseness, danger, despair.
Well, young man, this time I'm going to give you the beating of your life.
Oh, please, Father, don't beat me again. You've already beaten me 3 times today.
But I warned you that if you ever made one wrong move, I'd give you a severe licking.
I can't stand another beating. I won't let you. Before I let you beat me again, I'll jump.
You wouldn't dare to jump. It's too dangerous.
Well, I warned you, Father. Here I jump. 1, 2, 3. There, I jumped 3 seconds in a row, and I finally won the game.
That makes it 3-1, Horatio. I'm still better than you are at checkers.
Chess.
Well, we'll play again tomorrow. I'm going to bed.
Very well, Father. Good night.
Good night, son. And don't forget to stay out of the tap room.
All right, Father. I'll practice my dancing right here. Oh, Mom, it's so quiet here. I wish some adventure would befall me. Ah, it must be a wayfarer. Taking shelter. I will let him in. Good evening, sir. Welcome to the old brown fedora inn.
Silver me timbers. I'd like a room. Can you give me a corner room?
No, I can give you a Bacardi room.
Ah, you're a bright lad. Pour me a drink.
Here you are, sir.
Well, here it goes. Down the hat. Just as I thought. Water.
Who might you be, my good man?
I'm Captain Neptune, an old salt.
Oh. Oh. Seasoning greeting. Say, I've heard of you. You're a famous skipper.
Aye, lad, I've skipped out of England 12 times.
Yes, and there's a price upon your head.
How did you know that?
I can see the tag on your hat. $4.98.
Aye, you're a right smart lad. Tell me, lad, be there many pirates in these parts?
Oh, yes, sir. There are a great many come here.
I was afeard of that. I'll wager there are 10 dozen.
No, the market has gone up. A pirate's a buccaneer. Oh! Oh, pardon me. Here comes another customer. Good evening, sir. What can I do for you?
I'd like to have a double malt of milk.
I'm sorry. I'm all out of glasses.
Oh, that's all right. Just part my beret.
Well, one more question, my lad, and I'll give you a shilling. Have you seen a first pirate called Long John Silver?
Yes, sir. He comes here every night.
Well, in that case, I'm doomed. He's after me. I can see the handwriting on the wall.
What does it say?
Blue plate punch, 25 cents. Ah, tip of my timbers. He's after my map. I've got to get out of here quick.
How afraid he acted. What is this? Oh, he dropped the paper. Father! Father!
What's the matter, Horatio?
A man just made a bolt for the door.
Good, we can use one. I'll be right now.
Ooh. Father, how did you get here so quickly?
I slid down the banister, sir.
Oh, I forgot. You always travel by rail. Look, Father, a man was just here and he dropped his paper.
Let me see it. It looks like a map of California. Look, there's Pasadena. There's Glendale.
Wait a minute, Father. What's that thing moving in the corner?
Elysian Park Mountain.
I slid into that one.
And I can't understand the rest of it, son. It must be in cool. Call Squire Trelawney. He's a very learned man.
Yes, Father.
Squire Trelawney. Squire Trelawney.
Squire Trelawney. Oh, where's it? Oh, there he is.
Agate sounds old Bolton. And another medieval expression meaning, oh boy, am I exhausted.
Squire Trelawney, we have a message in code. Mayhap you can translate it for us.
Most assuredly, my boy. Enigmatic cryptography, including your Egyptology, archaeological, hieroglyphics of the Aborigine, is right down in my alley.
Squire Trelawney, what can you make of this paper?
Oh, boy, I can make a swell soldier's hat with that.
No, we want you to read it.
Let me see it. Agate, I have it. That's a map of Captain Kidd's buried treasure on Treasure Island.
Did you hear that, Father? Buried treasure. Captain Kidd. Oh, please, let me charter a boat and start an expedition.
A good idea, son. I'll go with you.
But, Daddy, you can't look for Captain Kidd's treasure. That'll mean leaving Mother alone.
I love my wife, but, you can.
How about you, Squire? Will you go with us too?
Beyond all peradventure, gentlemen, you may consider me as one of the exposition.
Gee, that's swell. I know a swell schooner we can hire very cheap. They call it the Hesperagus.
Why do they call it the Hesperagus?
Because every time a wave hits it, Hesperagus tips. That joke should be canned.
Let us pack up and go away.
Think, Horatio. 2 months on this ship and nothing but disaster.
Yes, Father. Isn't it wonderful?
Look, here comes a typhoon. Look, it's breaking in half.
Land ho! Land ho! Which
direction does the land lie? Starboard or port?
Straight down, sir. We just ran aground.
Let's swim for it, Father.
Gosh, I'm tired, son. I'm weakening. I'll never make it.
Then maybe I should get off your back.
No, just throw away the oars.
Don't worry, Father. You'll reach the shore safely. I have a can of log cabin syrup in my pocket.
What has log cabin syrup got to do with it?
It's carried us this far. It must carry us the rest of the way.
If we had that plug in the boat, it wouldn't have sunk.
Here we are, Father. Land at last. Look, Father. Who is that coming toward us? A native. Oh, stranger, can you tell us where we are?
You look for treasure?
Yes, sir.
Me show you how. Stand straight face to the left. Now, take 2 steps forward.
Yes, what next?
Now, turn to right and take 3 steps.
Now what do we do?
Take 1 step to the left.
Is that how we dig for the treasure?
No, that's how you do the big apple.
Never mind him, Father. As you get the map, we'll find the treasure ourselves.
Here it is. What does the map say?
Let's see. The map says it's under the rock. By Jove, it's this one right here. Come on. Here it is, right here. Help me push it. Look, Father. There's a box. Open it up.
Father, here it is. I got the treasure.
What is it, silver?
It's better than that.
Is it gold?
It's better than that. It's something that money can't buy.
What is it? What is it?
2 tickets for the Rose Bowl game.
Here's a special offer from Log Cabin Syrup, one you can't afford to miss. The makers of Log Cabin Syrup offer you a fine copper griddle made by the famous Revere Copper Company. It's solid copper, chromium plated, about 8 inches in diameter, and has a guaranteed retail value of $1.50 or more. The makers of Log Cabin Syrup know that if you like this griddle, you'll at least give Log Cabin Syrup a try. So to get your Log Cabin copper griddle, just send your name and address with only 50 cents in stamps or coins to Log Cabin Syrup, Battle Creek, Michigan. I repeat, 50 cents in stamps or coins with your name and address to Log Cabin Syrup, Battle Creek, Michigan. Your griddle will be sent to you at once.
Warren, do you mind if I just say a word to everybody listening in?
No, Jack, go right ahead.
Well, someone said that it's not what you say, it's how you say it. But I feel it's not how you say it, it's how you mean it. And believe me, I mean it when I say that on behalf of myself and the makers of Log Cabin Syrup, to make our visit possible, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all. You too, Ma. And that goes for the whole cast, too. Wendy Barry, Juan Hull, Virginia Bell, and Ted Fiorito, and all the boys in his orchestra. And don't forget to be with us again next Saturday, when again you'll be...
entertainment every Saturday night from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. 1/2 hour with, believe it or not, Bob Ripley, and at 8:30 another big Log Cabin Jamboree from Hollywood starring Jack Haley.
Rosalie heard on this program is from the show of that name. This program came to you from the NBC studios in Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.